This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the American Cancer Society is staging its big annual event to get smokers to quit. More than half the states have already outlawed smoking in restaurants, bars, and workplaces. And the next anti-smoking frontier may be apartments, as Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
You know that saying, my home is my castle? Well, maybe not for smokers. At least 10 cities in California have already banned smoking in apartments. And in New York City, condo and co-op boards are increasingly mulling smoking bans as well. Anti-tobacco groups argue smoke-free apartments will attract tenants and save money. Chris Banthan is a public health attorney.
Smoke-free means less maintenance costs, fewer disputes amongst tenants. It really is a positive from the landlord's perspective, and it's easy to implement.
One property insurer on the West Coast offers landlords and condo associations a 10% smoke-free discount. Smoking rights advocate Audrey Silk asks, what's next? Banning smoking in single-family homes?
They'll start with the argument that my smoking, let's say in the backyard, is migrating to my neighbor's backyard and through their windows. I put nothing past them.
And how will Silk observe today's Great American Smokeout? Maybe by smoking twice as much, she says. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.